Hello, hello, my beautiful rich friends. That want to use your beautiful minds to get rich. Let's go. You guys ready? Are you ready? Okay, what's been going on? What have you been thinking about? Anyone gotten rich yet? I want to know everything. All right. Audio, video are great. Okay. So welcome to How to Use Your Beautiful Mind to Get Rich. Today, we're going to talk about. So first of all, we talked about last week, we covered the first topic. So if you haven't watched that video, you want to make sure you watch it because this will be cumulative. Okay. So the first class, we talked about why everyone should try to get rich, in my opinion, and how richness could be our responsibility if we think about it in terms of how we use our own extraordinariness to create value for the world. And that the money that we receive is a direct reflection of the value that we're creating for the world. And so under-earning could actually be irresponsible. Okay. So that was what we talked about last week. And we also talked about what it would be like to say, I am rich in a group of people. And it was funny because after the class, I had taught the class and some of my friends had watched the class from another friend's house. And then they came over and we were all having a conversation. We were sitting with my best friend, Tanya Lee, and a couple of my other friends. And we were talking about, would we feel comfortable going into a group of people we didn't know and saying, I'm rich. And Tanya was like, no, I definitely would not feel comfortable doing that. I think it's like kind of rude. And I said, that's the problem. Like, we don't talk about how much money we make. We don't talk about being rich because we feel like there's something wrong with it, something off with it. And there is a class later in this course where we're going to talk about belief systems. And so I want to make sure that as your belief systems come up around money, that you write them down so we can work through them, because those belief systems will hold you back from making money. And I want to offer that our ability to make money is so much more like profound than we even know. So I want you to really see if you believe this. Your capacity to make money is only limited by what you've been told. Period. If you grew up being told that it was your responsibility to make $1 million a year, that was your job, that was your responsibility in your lifetime as a human, you would have seen the world in a very different way. You would have asked very different questions. You would have shown up in a very, very different way. And so one of my goals in this course, in teaching you this course, is to help you see how you have a false limit on what is possible for you in terms of money. And that false limit is simply the belief systems that you have been told. Now, you have a lot of evidence for those belief systems because when you look around, most people in your life have the same belief systems. So they're compounded with evidence of normalcy and being part of a group. And one of the things I talked about last week is that if you are going to step out of that group and make a lot more money, you are going to have to use your courage, because you will stand alone if you're not in that miserable maybe where you're believing what everyone else believes. So people are saying, I'm working on my belief around money. I've gotten uncomfortable around money and believing that I can have more. I have a hard time believing that it's possible for me. I've been thinking about all the ways I already am rich. Beautiful. I've been thinking about how to talk to my husband about getting rich and bringing him along, right? These are things that we don't ever talk about. Hey, do you want to get rich? Like, think about doing that with your spouse. You down to get rich? I actually had this conversation with my husband 20 years ago. He's my ex-husband now, but at the time he was my husband, and we went out to dinner. I'll never forget it.
And we sat down and I said, I want to do amazing things with my life. I want to experience a level of richness that is beyond our imagination. And I'm like, don't you have this same feeling? Don't you have the same desire? And he was like, no, I don't ever think about that. And I remember leaving that meal with him and thinking about why. Why don't we ever think about that? Why isn't that something that we think about? Because if you think about money and how much freedom and possibility that it creates in your life, you have to wonder why we don't spend more time thinking about making so much more of it. So I want you to answer this question for yourself. How can you make money? When I ask you that question, where does your brain go? Now, if you were to ask this question in grade school to a teacher, how can I make money? What are they going to say to you? You can get a job, right? You can go get a job. And they teach us basically, and this is what we teach our children as we give them allowances and that sort of thing, is that we exchange our time for money. You get a job for 40 hours a week, you get paid by the hour. That's how we're introduced to the workforce. And we don't understand how impactful that is on our brain to believe that if we exchange 1 hour of our time, we will get paid a certain amount of money. And as we get older, we are locked into this belief system that we have to trade our time. If we want more money, we have to trade in more time in order to get more money. And I have found that as we create more and more wealth in our lives, the opposite is true. And instead of teaching our children and other people and our students in our lives that you trade time for money, because think about it, time is our most valuable asset. Think about it. You would never trade your actual time in life for money, right? You wouldn't give up, hey, if you die 3 years earlier, I'll pay you $1 million. No one's going to make that trade. Nobody wants to give up their precious time. And so that puts us in this dilemma when we have this idea about how money is created. It puts us in this dilemma. Do we want to trade our time for money? And most of us say no, because we want time with our families. We want time to enjoy our lives. And so all of a sudden, the decision becomes time or money. And most of us choose time. And we give up on the possibility of a crazy amount of money. So when I ask you the question, how do you make money? How do you get more money? The answer to that question becomes so important. For some of you, it's get smarter, get more education, get a raise, get a different job. But beyond all of those intermediary, like tactical things to do, you have to understand that you create money in your life by creating value that you get paid for. And if you create value in an exorbitant way, you will get paid in an exorbitant way. Period. So this class and what I want to talk to you about today is how do you create value in an exorbitant way? Think of how the question feels different than how do you make an exorbitant amount of money, right? An exorbitant amount of money versus an exorbitant amount of value. Okay, so stay with me. If we are creating value in exchange for money, then we have to use our creative mind to create money. Okay, there's two steps. We use our creative mind to create value, and then that value creates money. This is a huge difference, because if I can create value that is exorbitant, I could create, maybe I create it in 1 hour a day. Maybe I create it in 1 minute a month. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter the time that I put into it. If it is valuable to enough people or to one person, I can make an exorbitant amount of money. So think about someone that invents the cure to a disease, right? They create that cure in a moment. They're going to get paid an exorbitant amount of money for that one moment of time. Or maybe it takes them a long time to produce that value, but then every moment after that, they're getting paid on that creation of value. So too often, and this is a huge distinction, too often we are looking out into the world to see how we can get money and bring it to us. Where is the money located? How do I go get it and bring it to me? Now, the reason why this is not good in terms of exchanging our time for the money out there in the world is it's very limited, because we have a limited amount of time every day. And also it's dependent, and it's dependent on somebody else, right? Providing the ideas, providing the how, providing the value. But when you turn that all in and you have a belief system that looks like this, inside of you is something extraordinarily valuable. And when you create that thing that only you can create, because there's only one you, and you produce that as value to the world, you can get paid on it. And it doesn't matter how much time it takes. So the answer to the question of how do you earn money, how do you get money, is you create it with your beautiful mind. Now, as soon as I say that, some of you come up with a lot of, well, I'm not smart enough. Well, I don't know. And I don't know how, and I can't do it. But if you would just stay with me long enough to believe that you have been given this magnificent mind in order to create value for the world, and in that creation of value for the world, you will also evolve yourself as a human, and you will evolve your human brain. You can see the absolute perfection in the design. If the purpose for humanity, and if you look back on the history of humanity, what appears to be the purpose of humanity is evolution. So if I'm a designer of humans and I want humans to evolve, one of the things that I need to create in that creation is a desire for something valuable. And in our society, if we value money in a positive, moral, ethical way, not only will we get paid in money, which makes your life so many more options and so much more freedom, but it also evolves you and it helps you create value for the world. It's such a beautiful thing. So I will get into debates with people where they're like, you shouldn't focus on money. And I'm like, the exact opposite is true. Money just happens to be our measure, our currency right now as human beings in the world as it is today. Now, before it was trade, or it was the ability to hunt, or it was the ability to cook, or it was the ability to survive. But now we measure our success as, you know, contributing members of society by our ability to support ourselves and create value and get paid, right? So, or be with someone who can get paid and provide for us. All of us need money. to be able to evolve as humans. We have to get our needs met. And the way that we get our needs met in this society is with money. So when I say to you, hey, I want you to set a big, huge goal for yourself financially, some of you cringe. Some of you come back because you think, oh, then that means that's all I care about. No, that's not all you care about. It just becomes the target that will access your beautiful brain to create value for the world, help you evolve, and yes, also help you get paid, which is a beautiful thing because you can use that money to also create value for the world, for the people around you, for people in your life. It's magical. So in my life, what that looks like is I created this year $50 million worth of value. Okay. And with that's $50 million worth of value I put out in the world and I received back in money. And then with that money, I paid all of my staff. I paid all of my contractors. I paid all of my taxes. I made, which then went on to do, you know, when I pay taxes, it goes on to all the different opportunities that the government uses to subsidize and help other people. And the way that I visualize that is that money would not have been created, that value would not have been created without me, right? And so because I had that big goal, I created more value, and then that value was compounded. But not only that, I also had to evolve past my own limited belief systems into the next version of myself. I had to come up with new ideas, new way to create value for you, new ways to make offers, new ways to help you with your lives, new classes like this one to help you learn and evolve yourself that you saw as valuable. So you would pay me and then I would teach you and then you would go create more value in your world. The alternative is all of us are sitting on the couch, not creating any value. Okay. So if I have a very small financial goal and I'm already meeting it because I already have a job that pays me that, I don't have any reason to access my brain for higher level thinking. But if you hear someone like me on a podcast or on a class like this saying, yo, I think your capacity is bigger, I think you could make more money, I think you could create more value, I think you could evolve beyond your current ability into your capacity. Now, all of a sudden, we got the juices flowing. Now, all of a sudden, we got ideas flowing. Now, all of a sudden, we're creating more value. I look at all of my students who make $1 million, who are creating $1 million worth of value for the world that wouldn't have been created at that level had I not created value for them. See the compoundingness of it. So how does this apply to you? I want each of you to pick a big financial goal. And there's a lot of reasons for it. But the main reason, first reason, is because it will ask you to find the edge of your capacity, to find the edge of what you're capable of. How will you ever know what your capacity is if you don't test it? Listen, I don't know I could make $1 million a year. I only knew that because I pushed up against it. I set it as a goal. And then I was like, oh my gosh, who knew? I know now. And then I'm like, well, if I can make $1 million, what about 10? What about 20? What about 30? What about 50? What about 100? And I'm going to keep pushing until I find the edge of my capacity. I'm nowhere near it yet. I haven't found it yet. I'm just warming up. Where are you in terms of your capacity? If you think about it as something that expands, how do you know when you've hit it? I think you find out when you've hit it when you're dead, right? You bump up against it. So if you bump up against a certain dollar amount that you're creating and you keep bumping at it, does it mean you're at your capacity? Not necessarily. It means that you need to go back to that creative mind of yours and come up with ideas. Now, here's how we access the beautiful mind with big goals. One of the reasons why I want you to set a goal that you've never done before, or maybe that nobody's ever done before, is that you can't rely on a structure of how to do it. If there's a how-to that's very clearly laid out, like making money as an hourly employee at Starbucks and all the stages that you go through to make more money. And it's laid out very clearly to you. You don't have to use your creative mind as much. You have to use it to be successful in your career and get promoted and talk to your employer, but you don't have to use it to create new solutions for making that money. Because when I set a goal for $1 million, all of a sudden I now have a problem to solve. If I'm currently making 100K and I want to make $1 million, now my brain has a problem to solve. Now, if there's a how to do that, that's very clear, I don't have to access my brain as much. I just have to follow that how. This is why I like it when there's not a how, because when you have to access your brain to come up with ideas, that's when you get full access to your own brilliance. And there may be brilliance in that brain of yours that nobody's ever accessed because nobody's ever asked you how to make $1 million. And the answer may be in your brain. Turns out the answer how to make $50 million was in my brain. Never would we have accessed it unless we asked. So if you believe that there's extraordinariness in you and you believe that there's brilliance in you, we don't even know how you're going to make $1 million, but your brain will access it. And so one of the things that we do is we start brainstorming. We start coming up with ideas on how we solve for these big numbers. How could you? And let me promise you, initially, your brain will tell you, I don't know. I don't know how to make $1 million. I don't know how to make $100,000. I don't know how to make $5 million. I don't know how to make $10 million. Let that be the first answer. Your brain's always going to want to tell you that. And you don't know yet because you won't really know until you get there. But you do know something you could try. And there are different possibilities and there are different ways. And as soon as you allow your creative brain to start creating answers, it starts creating value. And it starts creating value that had never been created before. So if I want to become a successful coach and I just keep doing all the same stuff I've always done and I just try and do it harder, I don't have to access my creative brain for that. And the only thing that will happen is I will make incremental improvements. So here's what I mean by that. If I made $100,000 last year, and then this year I want to make $120,000, that doesn't require any of my creative brain to access at the highest level. It only requires me to rinse and repeat what I've already done and improve it slightly. But what if instead of saying I'm going to go from 100 to 120, I say I want to go from 100 to 1 million? And then you ask your brain, how do I go from 100 to 1 million? And your brain says, I don't know. That's too hard. And then you try and look for the how somewhere out there in the world. You try and find it from your friend or from me or from someone else who did it. And that's not a bad idea. Getting ideas from other people, as long as you don't attach to an exact how, and you allow your beautiful brain to come up with new ideas. Think about human ingenuity. Think about all the inventions. Where did they all come from? All the man-made things around us. They all came, every single one of them, every single valuable thing that we use came from someone's brain. Now, what if those people hadn't accessed their own brain? What if they hadn't utilized their own brain? What if they hadn't used their creative brain to create value and therefore money? We would all still be in caves. So that's what I'm asking of you. What is in your beautiful brain that we won't access unless we set you a big, beautiful goal that requires you to go into your brain to solve? I don't want you solving your problems with other people's solutions. I want you solving your problems with your solutions from your brain, because your brain has never existed in this way before. Your brain can come up with solutions that my brain can't. And this is why I want you to use your beautiful brain, not anyone else's, not from a book, not the solutions, the education that you get from listening to me and reading books will help. But your brain is going to put it all together in a way that maybe has never been put together before. And then with the incorporation of your ambition and your personality and your creativity, you will create something brand new, a brand new solution for you and the people that you serve that never existed before. Now, compound that by hundreds of people doing the same thing. Now we have evolution. Now we have ingenuity. Now we have growth. Okay, step one, what is your goal? Make sure it's big. Step two, come up with lots of different ways to solve it. Do not rely on current belief systems. Here are some questions that you can add into to help make this kind of a creative, fun process. These are questions that I ask myself. How can I make this fun? How can I make this easy? How can I make this faster? How can I make this more lucrative? How can I double this? So I'm coaching a bunch of women and men in a mastermind group to get to a million plus in their businesses. And I was coaching a woman and we were talking about her funnel and we're talking about a launch that she's going to have. And we're talking about how she wants to get 1500 people into her program. And I said, why not 3000? Why not just double it? What would you be doing differently if it was 3000? And where did the 1500 number come from? And what she realized is that the 1500 number came from a past launch and just an improvement. But instead of going to the past to find the number, what if we went to the future to find the number? What if we said 3000? What would need to change? And what was amazing is the only thing that needed to change in this launch for her was she just needed to double the lead flow. Such a little tweak. We were like, dur, how do we not think about this? Just a little tweak on the front end could make her everything doubled without doubling any other work to create double the income, double the solution. So I know that many of you think that the answer to you making money is going to come from someone else. And maybe the suggestion that I'm giving you will make you think otherwise. The solution to you making an extraordinary amount of money so you can be as rich as you want will come from your own brain, your own ingenuity, your own try and fail, figure it out. That is how we're all going to contribute at the highest level. If we try and depend on other people's brains, other people's ingenuity, other people's solutions for our lives, we miss out on what we're supposed to contribute of value to the world. And I don't want to miss out on what you have. I don't want anyone to miss out on what you have to offer the world. You guys ready for some coaching? Okay. I want to help you by raise your hand. I want to help you coach you. I want to help coach you through anything that has come up in this first week or this second week in terms of using your beautiful mind to create value. I want you to understand that there are lots of hows. There are lots of ways for you to get rich. There's not just one way, and your brain has access to them. And if you are committed to the question of how do I create enough value to create that much money, your brain won't be so caught up on all the money stuff. It'll be caught up on serving the people that you have come to serve. Okay, raise your hands, my friends. I'm coming for you to coach you. All right, let's start with you, Jane.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Splendid. How are you?
I'm splendid as well.
Excellent.
All right, what are we talking about?
So, I am working on a business as a clothing designer. I
Okay.
feel like that is my gift. I'm a lawyer, but I feel like being a clothing designer and style and this, that's my gift and how I'm going to bring value. Like, I
Okay.
just feel that.
Okay.
But somebody earlier on this call, I wrote in the comments and it really resonated with me. It's coming up for me a lot. They said it's hard, something along the lines of, it's hard for me to believe that it's possible for me. And I am really struggling with that.
Yeah. Why? What is it about you? Is it possible for other people?
Well, you see other people getting rich, and
Okay.
then I'm like, hey, why not me? But
Yeah.
then I see what's happening, and so far, I'm spending, and I've been working on this for several years. This isn't like something I picked up last Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
I've been working on it for a while. I have spent, I mean, 100, 200, I mean, a lot of money, a
Yeah.
lot of money.
On what? Creating designs?
Creating designs, launching various designs, marketing. I hired a marketing firm, which is they're doing great, but it's like the burn rate is high. Like I'm spending a lot of money.
Okay, listen. When you think the thought, I'm spending a lot of money,
Like it's stressing me out. Wait, can I
you
add one
feel
other?
stress.
Yeah, can I add one other detail?
Yeah.
Okay. I know we're only focusing on one thought or one thing, but I'm going to throw this in there just for giggles. Part of what adds to the stress is my husband doesn't like is like he's got his own baggage. I understand
Yeah.
his story. Fine, I get it. But the fact that he is so not supportive and freaked out about this
Yeah.
is like adding more to my freak out.
Well, your thoughts about him not supporting you.
Precisely, yes, my thoughts about it.
Okay. So when you say it's a lot of money, it's really not.
Yes, it's not. When I start making the money, I'll be like,
But really, I mean, you need to find this inside of you. You saying this is a lot of money makes me know that you don't believe you're going to win. Because if you
okay.
believed that you were going to win, you wouldn't see 200K as a lot of money. 200K is not a lot of
Okay.
money.
That's an
Okay.
interesting point. I like
Yeah.
that.
And then you're like, I'm so stressed. And then what do you do when you're stressed? Because your burn rate is ridiculous and your husband doesn't support you. You're spending a lot of money. Then what do you do when you feel that way?
I reach the barf point.
Okay. And what do you do?
I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep and I feel like sweaty and lightheaded
Yeah.
and I'm just like, I got to listen to a podcast that's like totally unrelated just so that I can take my
Yeah.
mind off of it and fall back asleep.
Right. You're messing with your ability to be creative. You're not taking the best care of your mind because you're indulging in thoughts that aren't serving you. So, how much time do you spend thinking about the goal?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to guess not a lot because you haven't even mentioned what your goal is here.
I know. It's because I'm afraid to decide on my goal. I'm like, do I want to say it's 100 for this year? Do I want to say it's,
Well, how do you know what problem you're solving for if you don't have a goal?
I know.
You know what your problems are, and you want to talk about those and you want to lead with those and stress yourself out with those, but you can't even solve for the problem that you want to solve for if you don't know what it is. So if you've spent 200K on creating designs and that's the number that you're focused on is how much money you've spent, that's what you're going to create is more spending. So if you think about what you want to offer the world and how you want to get paid for that, you're going to be in a totally different mindset. So what is the value that you're offering?
I want women to feel confident and powerful when they wear my designs.
Okay. So you're giving them designs of clothes to wear that make them feel powerful and confident. And if you can sell $200,000, $1 million worth of clothes, you will have created $1 million worth of that value for the people that buy it, right? And when you get really clear about that, then the solution for making $1 million becomes very clear. Because if you want women to feel powerful, if you want women to feel confident, and when they're wearing their clothes, you have to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not generating powerfulness. You're not generating confidence. You're generating the opposite of that. Insecurity and doubt and fear with the way that you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't create positive value. You can't create success from that place.
So how... maybe I missed, you're probably like, you're missing the point, but I shouldn't put words in your mouth. How would I change or move toward those thoughts?
Well, what are those thoughts for you?
The thoughts of that I can create these designs, that I can. And it's not even just that I can, it's inevitable.
Right. I mean, it's listen, inevitable. We don't need anyone else to believe in us when we believe in us. Right. When someone comes at us and they don't believe in us, I'm like, okay. Like someone's like, oh, Brooke, I don't think you're going to make $100 million. I'm like, okay, underestimate me. That'll be fun. Right. But you're underestimating you. You're buying into the belief system. The reasons why your husband's opinion of you is so jarring is because it accesses that part of you that agrees with him.
Mm, yes.
Right. And all of us have that. You're not doing it wrong. You just want to make sure that you're putting a lot of focus on what is the problem that you're solving for. If you're unwilling to commit to a number, your brain doesn't have a problem to solve. Your brain is just going to stress out by how much money you're spending. Okay. So why not, if you had the goal of making $1 million next year, your brain would go to work on different things than it's going on now.
Okay.
Where would it go? How would you make $1 million next year with your designs? What would you have to do?
I would have to create, I would have to have more offerings, more pieces to offer.
Yeah.
I'd have to be more focused on it. I feel like I have not... I've frittered away my time on other things.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes everything so clear. You'd have to find more customers and sell to them more and make offers. And how would you do that? And then all of a sudden your brain's like, well, you could do this, or you could do this, or you could do this. And then I'd have to reach this many more people. And then I'd have to do this and this is, and then you freak out and you're like, oh, that seems like a lot. And then you're like, okay, but then I could do this and this and this. And if you keep your mind focused, that's the difference between someone that makes $1 million with their design and somebody that spends $200K and doesn't make any.
Mm.
That's it. Those of you who do not have a financial goal to solve for because you're afraid of failing are just failing ahead of time.
Okay.
Okay. This is your work. I believe in you. I think you can totally do this, but you just got to get out of your own way.
Okay. I feel that. So I, it's like I can sense that, but I'm not sure how to get out of my own way. And I think so.
Change your thinking. You're very dramatic about your current thoughts and very connected to them. And very, I've spent so much money and my husband's so upset. Like that's your script right now.
Okay.
We need to change the script to watch this.
Okay.
I got this happening. This is going to be amazing.
Okay.
You got this.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Okay. Who's next? Who do we got? Let's try Bertha. Oh, wait. Why are you still here, Jane? There we go. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So excited here. All right. So I have been failing ahead of time and doing all that stuff that you just mentioned. I'm like, she's talking to me. But I was in Phoenix and my thought was, I'm going to do what Brooke did. I'm going to sell everything and just leave the environment I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought, but I love San Diego.
Why do you need to leave the environment you're in if you love it?
Well, it's really just the people that I have chosen to be with. I love them. Yeah. And, but their thinking is very much employee minded and, don't understand entrepreneurship. And so I allow there's a constant struggle of their thoughts versus my thoughts versus what Brooke told me. And, you know, so there's this constant guarding my mind. And I think, gosh, if I just leave.
You then, take your brain with you. And there's other people out there that will agree with your friends.
And I'll call them.
And you'll call them. And they'll tell you all the same things. It's so true. Yeah.
It's so true. Yes. And so I have a big dream. And I started it 2 years ago and I've already launched a little bit of it. It's like baby steps. It's San Diego Design.
Okay. Right?
The name was available. I find that amazing. Right. But so in 2024, San Diego Tijuana region is going to host the world. They're going to be the world design capital, hosting a big event. And it's just perfect. The timing is perfect. And there's this whole host of, but you're going to be seen, you're going to be out there, you're going to be imperfect, you're going to fail, you're going to be criticized. There's a million thoughts saying, stay where you are, you're fine.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And yet,
so the question becomes, do you want a life that's fine? Or do you want to have a life that's extraordinary? Because you're going to have all that extraordinariness that's inside of you buried.
This is true. And this is where I'm at right now. Recent empty nester, been here 22 years in my home. It was great when I was 31. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of home that you can live in forever.
Yeah.
And that comfort is really annoying sometimes. And so, but it's also nice to have everything in place so that I can create and go to new. So I live.
So what is your goal?
My goal is to make $2 million by the end of June of next year. I declared it at our training at CCP in June, and I'm committed to the year mark.
Yeah.
So yes, that's where I'm at.
Okay. So you have to start solving for the 2 million. Now what happens is your brain's like, you don't need that. You're fine. You can just cuddle here. It's no big deal. That's part of the process. And listen, let your brain do it. You can indulge in that sometimes, but you just want to make sure you're spending an equal amount of time thinking about the 2 million and solving for that. As a designer, mm-hmm. right? Are you designing people's homes?
So I had been doing that. Now what I'm going to be, my company is about sandiegodesign.biz, supporting creatives and designing the life they love.
Yeah, beautiful.
They tend to get lost in it. Yeah.
Beautiful, right? So there's so many creatives. I just was at a mastermind this weekend with a woman that works with just creatives. This is actually fascinating. She works just with creatives on helping them design surface designs for like patterns for materials and for cloth and for paper. She makes $5 million a year helping people figure out how to do that. And I was like, okay, listen, if you can make $5 million a year helping other people create designs through Adobe Illustrator for patterns on fabrics and paper, we can all do that. And you just see in her belief system, that's what's possible for her.
Wow. So
focusing on what is the value that you're creating and who are you creating for and why does it matter to them? When you're answering those questions and how can I make it easy and how can I make it fast and how can I double down on it? And you give your brain time and space to really do its thing, you will access your own brilliance around that. Because I wouldn't know how to do that, right? But you do. You have access to those people. You have access to experience of doing that. You've associated with them. So you have knowledge and experience and history, plus all the knowledge that you've learned through me, right? You put those two together. That's a combination nobody else is going to have.
It's so true. It's so true. And everyone I mention it to, they're like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to be on the waiting list. So it's really just all these darn little, the parade of thoughts.
Yeah. That's what it is. But you just have to decide which ones are you going to obey.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said, and I've heard you say it a million times, but yes, give equal time to what's positive and what's going to get me to where I want to go.
Yeah. And really just staying fully committed to the 2 million and talking about, and like, okay, what can I try now? And what can I try here? And what would I, and really not like, you don't have a goal for 2 million and then you sit here and you try to figure out how to make 100K. You reverse engineer it. Like, what am I going to need to do really to make $2 million? And you start thinking at such a higher level.
Yeah.
Versus then just coming back and playing in the little puddle. You just skip all of that part when you access your brain at that higher level. Bigger goals. We keep our goals small because we think that it will make us more successful and safe. It's the opposite. Make your goals bigger. Now, if you don't hit your goal, who cares? But think from that goal.
Well, it's fascinating. You said that that woman made $5 million and yeah. I felt a release.
Right.
I felt a release. I'm like, oh, I can let go of the 2 million and go to five instead.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like when you look around and other people are doing, there's a lot of people that aren't making money, but there are a lot of people that are. And there's the only difference between them is not talents, it's not intelligence, it's not brilliance, and it's not time, because I've seen them both. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of people making a lot less money who are a lot smarter than us, right? Yes. And so it's like, okay, what is the difference? I just decided to do it and did.
I decided okay? to do it and I did it.
And I did. So you need to access your brain for the how. It's in there.
All right.
All right, my friend.
Thank
All right,
you.
Who's Love next? It. Let's go with Vesna. There we go. Oh my gosh. Someone, how do you earn money? Someone's like, what illegal thing are you asking me to do? That's funny. All right. Hi.
Hi, Brooke. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, thank you. I'm a little bit nervous because you called my name and I was like, oh crap.
It's okay.
So I was in Phoenix and I've joined as Scholars and I've already made some big decisions. I've resigned from my job where I've been for 20 years to pivot into health and nutrition coaching. And I've been following your work for quite some time. And I'm in this place where, you know, I believe in myself and I know that I can make the same money that I've made, what I'm leaving on the table right now in the next year.
Yeah.
And hearing the other speakers as well, the other attendees, everything resonates. Like my husband's freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. And in my brain, I'm not freaking out.
Yeah.
So I have this almost disconnect where, you know, I did the model and you say, well, it's okay if they don't believe in you as long as you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And I do. And I almost feel like I'm not human. Like I should care what they think.
I actually can relate to this sometimes. It's like okay. when people say to me, you know, this isn't like just something you can go and do. Like you're not just going to be able to make $100 million. And people say it to me and it just like, it doesn't even penetrate me. I just like, people are always telling me, I am telling you, especially men, always telling me what I can't do. And they don't even mean it negatively. They don't even mean to, you know, like put me down, but they are. And I just, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like unaffected by it. So it's because of my belief in myself. And even if I can't do it, I don't care. I'm still going to try.
Right. And so right now I'm actually reading a book that you mentioned, Necessary Endings. And that's what yes. like what my brain is. And it makes so much sense. So I guess I'm like in this place where it's like, okay, what's the problem? Like why create a problem when there's not a problem. So just like this weekend, when we're going through our finances and I think there's like so much uncomfortable feelings that, you know, my husband's in and it's, and I'm holding that space for him. I understand
yeah.
what's going through his head, but I'm moving forward. And
what is going through his head?
Well, how are we going to make ends meet? We have to go to the breadline. You know, we have to cut back on like how much heat we use. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I just feel like I'm like living in some kind of
But you know what? Let's unpack it a minute, because I think that there's a lot of people like on this call even that have those same thoughts, right? And what mm-hmm. happens is we just go into survival mode.
Yeah.
Right? So we have this fear that we can't survive, and then we get a job that helps us survive. And we've solved for survival, and we can relax. Mm-hmm. Right? We can relax. We can pay the heat bill, we can pay the mortgage. And most people aren't taught to think beyond that. We're just taught to think and survive. As long as we're surviving, we can just hold. And then when someone's like, but I want to go beyond surviving, I want to risk just surviving to go beyond surviving, everything within the primitive brain completely loses its mind and freaks out. Because the thing is you can always go back to a job that pays you what you were in.
100%. That's what I said to
him. We're not going to be in a breadline. We're going to, but we don't want to give ourselves that option because we want more. And to me, and this is fun for me with a lot of women who have quit their jobs as attorneys and doctors. And we laugh. We're like, we're going to make so much more than we did. And the husbands at the time are like, are you out of your mind? Because we've never been exposed to this possibility.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and yes, there's a risk. That's what makes it so delicious.
Okay, so, I guess I'm human. I'm not the, I don't know. It's just a bit, and I feel so much growth. I feel like I'm, my business is nourished alive, and it's really about nourishing yourself so you can feel alive. And I've never felt more alive than now, because I am evolving and growing, and it's that like exponential growth. But I don't want to be insensitive to the people around me. It's like I'm trying to hold the space and being a very calm, like,
so
how,
what are you
how,
saying to him? Let me help you. What are you saying to him?
Well, I think it's, we're just at a place where it's like he's kind of shut down, and it's just like mechanical, like, let's look at the spreadsheets, let's get down to the bottom line, and you know, it's fine. Like we're going to go through those motions, but that's,
but what do you say to him to comfort him, or do you say anything?
I don't think we've had conversations in the past, but I think we haven't had this conversation. It needs to happen. And I'm working through my head how to approach that.
So here's how I would do it.
Okay.
Now that I have perspective. So back in the day when my husband was like, what is happening? I was like, you just need to relax and take notes. But now I would be more like, listen, I understand that you're afraid. I understand that you're worried. I understand that like you think my income's going away. But I want to promise you it's not. I got you. This is not just going to make as much money as I did make. I'm going to make way more. And all of the things you're worried about, all the things you're freaked out about are normal, but I got us. I'm going to take care of this. And like for you to stand up and kind of take that stand for both of you, it's a little pressure on you. It puts a little bit like, I'm going to take care of this. But that is a very powerful statement, a very powerful declaration to make for yourself. And you don't have to worry and think, I mean, you can, right? Because your brain will want to, but spend a lot of time having conversations in your head with your husband 3 years from now.
Okay.
Remember how freaked out you were, babe? Remember how you were like, oh my God, let's look at a spreadsheet. Like, we'll be laughing about this. And now I'm making three times as much. And it was scary for us, but I took the chance and I did it. And it was scary for him because he doesn't have any control over the outcome.
Right. And I understand that's where he's coming from. It's like that helplessness feeling, like I've just pulled a rug under him. This is really helpful. I think if it wasn't for you, I honestly wouldn't be at this place. And so thank you for all the work.
Yeah, you're welcome. And this is for anyone who wants other people to support them. If you want people to support you, you have to make them believe in you. And the only way you can make them believe in you is by really stepping into that belief yourself. And, you know, they may not believe in you until you actually make that money, but you can try your best. And one of the things that I have found is that when I'm talking to my team or talking to other people about making $100 million, talking to all of my students about making $100 million, as I make you all believe in me, I'm believing in me.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's part of the process. All right.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
Okay. You got it. All right. Let's do one more. Who we got on here? Let's try. What about you, Kate?
Oh, hey.
Hi. It's funny that you called on me because I was like, I don't even really know what my question is or where I want to go with this, but I feel like I could benefit from your coaching regardless. So,
okay.
Let's see. Context is, I've been self-employed for 13 years and I've been doing this current business I'm in for about 4. I've had the goal of making $1 million for the last 3 years.
Nice.
Close last year and made 800.
What?
So I'm like, I know I can
do. I love $800,000. That's so fun.
This year we made less, which I have thoughts on, of course.
Which is how much money did you make?
We'll probably end the year around 5.
Okay. So top 1% in the world.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah. And it was a very intentional choice because I really kind of went in and was like, we need to clean up our shit. Sorry. I don't know if I can curse on here.
No, it's okay.
Clean up our stuff. And, you know, I needed to get my team in order and was like, I don't want to scale chaos. So let me get this cleaned up and we'll go to the next. So now we're heading into the next year. I'm like, this is it. This is the year I'm going to make at least $1 million.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm like, I guess I'm doubting it or like, but I've had this goal for so long. What's going to be different this year?
I would try and make 2. No, I mean it. I really mean it because making $1 million and making $2 million is like a razor edge difference.
Yeah.
And you have this association with $1 million that's not serving you. So if you pop it to 2, your mind will change the way you think it will change. You won't be able, because the problem is you've made 8. This actually happened to me this year. I made 42 last year. And so this year I was trying to like, how do I close the gap between 42 and 50? Mm-hmm. And that's $8 million, which relatively for me is not a lot of money.
Right.
So I started thinking smaller and getting into scarcity and I started hustling more and I started throwing things at my team. And it was a little bit of chaos. And I went, whoa, what am I doing? And I stepped back. I'm like, I don't care if we make 50 million this year, let's go for the 100 million in 3 years. I like changed my mindset and totally changed how I felt, how I was approaching everything, how I was thinking, the amount of energy I was putting into little things. And of course then my business blew up and we'll do 50 million this year. Right. So I would try and and don't pretend you're going to do 2 million, like actually do 2 million.
Yeah. I actually love that because I do feel like I've had this, and that was part of why I even lowered my revenue goal for 2022 is because I was like sick of being so attached to this. I got to make 7 figures. I got it. Like that 1 million has just been such a, I'm in my head about it. So I do like that idea of saying, no, let's go for 2.
Yeah. And like, I went from, if you think about how crazy this is, I went from 2 million to 5 million to 17 million.
Yeah.
It's like once you have the formula, which you already have, you've made 800K, you already have that formula. You just have to up level your thinking around it, right? Because like you said, you don't want to create chaos. So when you're building your business and thinking about this year, like what am I going to need to do to make 2 million is going to have you doing activities you didn't do last year.
Right.
Which will make it so much easier for you to make 2 million. So create a lot of different hows, access that beautiful mind for the 2 million. And notice how your life changes. It will actually be easier.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that.
All right, my friends, here's to $2 million next year.
Thank you. Here we go.
All right. You got it. All right. Okay, everyone. That is how to use your creative mind to make money. You don't make money out there. You make money in here by creating value for the world and getting paid for it. It's a beautiful thing. Why? Because you're creating value for the world. You're evolving as a human being. You're overcoming your primitive brain. You're helping people. And then you're getting paid. And you're one of the good guys with money that can create even more value with the money that you use to pay people and to buy things. It's a beautiful world we live in. The opportunities are extraordinary. Enjoy. Talk to you next week, everyone. Bye.